Welcome back. It's the home stretch here at Oakland Community College. And now we're going to talk about training the workforce for the future here in our state. And we're joined by Joseph Petrosky, Vice Chancellor for Economic and Workforce Development. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
I got a preview in the commercial break, and it's very impressive how, again, you meet the student where they are, but you get them off working and quickly.
Absolutely, that's it. And the students that come into the workforce side, sometimes they've been on the academic side and didn't work out. Sometimes they haven't, but they just need a job quickly. And how do I get skilled up? How do I get plugged into a job quickly? All of our workforce programs are designed with employers. We bring employers to the table because the last thing we want to do is graduate a student without a job being there. Mm-hmm. So they're boot camp type style programs where you get skilled up quickly. You're linked with an employer. And then we provide some credits in there to link you and encourage you to come back, continue your education. We tell the employers, turn that into an apprenticeship so that now you've got, you know, a long-term relationship with that to that employee.
Who tends to benefit most from the short-term training? Is it a recent high school graduate, maybe an adult looking to maybe pivot careers?
You know, we'll see all those students. It's a great point. You'll see the recent high school grad. You'll see the 25, the 30-year-old. You'll see the 50-year-old, the career changer. And it's actually a wonderful dynamic within that classroom because you have experienced people that have the school of hard knocks, so to speak, you know, and the young, enthusiastic high school graduates that are in, and they're learning off each other as well as learning these skills that are going on. So it's just a wonderful combination, and it really is the breadth of students that benefit from it.
Joe, you mentioned apprenticeships, internships, and something that we really study is the European countries, especially Germany, and how they rely heavily on apprenticeships to create that future workforce. How is OCC really kind of modeling some of the things that are happening in the European countries here and bringing it to Michigan?
Absolutely. And apprenticeships are kind of being rediscovered in this country. Thank goodness. I mean, mm-hmm. apprenticeships have been around so long time. We've been in apprenticeships, you know, 60-year anniversary at OCC. Since the beginning, we've been supporting apprenticeships. Back then, it was typically the skilled trades. Now it's expanded across everything. You've got healthcare apprenticeships. You've got early childhood apprenticeships, all these different areas in it. But OCC supports the apprenticeships by providing that customized education. And that's one of the key parts of an apprenticeship is that you have an employer with a job, so you're learning on the job as a student and you're being mentored by somebody experienced, and then you have customized education. So the employer actually dictates what you want. They want their student to learn while they're in the classroom side, and those two things come together. So the employer has a say in it, the student's earning while they're learning, it's growing. We provide all that that support for the curriculum. We make it very easy for an employer. And whether it's a registered apprenticeship or an informal apprenticeship, we'll support all those type of apprenticeships.
And this short-term training, we believe, is really the future because businesses want employees and they want them now. Mm-hmm. And so we have a tremendous amount of experience, and our students have amazing luck with some of the short-term training programs that we have that are, what, Joe, like 14 weeks long?
14 weeks.
And tell me a little bit about that and what they can expect to make on just a 14-week program.
Absolutely. Our 14-week is one of our more comprehensive ones. We have called a PLC, Programmable Logic Controller in Robotics. We're really a center of expertise in this area with robotics integration, so it's kind of designed for that industry. Within those 14 weeks, again, you learn about robotics, you learn about electronics, you learn about the integration of all those things. We embed third-party certificates, SOCA certificates, smart automation certificates, OSHA certificates. We have a micro work ethics certificate that we embed within there. And coming out of that, you can get a great job. I mean, you can get $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, and it grows from there because it's a very attractive field. So that's one of our longest running, that 14-week robotics and PLC. We have other ones that are down to 5 weeks with those pre-apprenticeship programs that I mentioned and linking those into the industrial trades, construction. We started a new pre-apprenticeship program starting in January for the U.S. Navy industrial readiness, because that's another one. The Navy can't find enough people to build submarines in this country. Mm. You say Michigan. Well, Michigan last year started the Michigan Maritime Manufacturing Initiative, because while we may not be building submarines, we're building the components that go into submarines.
That's right.
So there's this whole wide range of industries within Michigan that need employers, and you can get skilled up very quickly through these short-term
training. It also strikes me, though, too, that you're building a tremendous amount. Like, these companies have to have a tremendous amount of trust in OCC.
Yes.
To partner with you in that way, not only to tell you, hey, this is really what we're looking for out of a student, or this is really what we're looking for out of a potential employee, but then having the ability to then make those changes on the fly to fit their needs.
That's the key. You know, we have a tremendous menu of training that already exists, but I think our ability to pivot and be flexible and meet that industry or that business and say, if there's something that you're looking for that doesn't already exist, we'll customize it for you.
Right.
And that is huge, and we find tremendous
success. Nobody's doing that, by the way. Very few institutions are doing that.
But that's how we continue to adapt to what the community needs and what the industry needs, and we think that is so important. And also having different events. So we have a couple different events coming up that I think businesses might want to take advantage of to really help with that talent pipeline.
Absolutely. Next week, actually, right here in this building, upstairs in the restaurant area at the Royal Oak campus, we're hosting the county's EDU to Be event, which is Education to Business, and it's designed for employers in the computer sciences, the IT, the robotics integration, the engineering, the design areas to come together and learn about OCC and how they can connect, how they can learn about an apprenticeship, how they can get on an advisory board, how they can connect with, and we can benefit each other by that connection. So again, we encourage you to learn more about that. Go to the Oakland County website, go to OCC's website. It's November 6th from 9 o'clock to 11:30. And right here in this building, and we'd love to have those businesses come and learn more about us and how to integrate, collaborate together.
I know it's got to be flexibility in the short-term training, too, because you have people who are managing families, you have people who are working full-time, so they can be part of this as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got another event coming up in December, December 4th at 4 o'clock. Put that one down because it's for the families. It's for the potential students. It's for the grandparents. It's going to be at our Auburn Hills campus, and that's our engineering manufacturing open house, December 4th, 4 o'clock, Auburn Hills campus. You can learn about all these programs that we're talking about here, the academic programs, the certificates, the workforce programs, the Navy program. We'll have employers there. We'll have our university partners there. Peter talked about transfer earlier on. So you can find out about all these different pathways.
Excellent. And, you talk about the value of an education. Yes. Say you're sitting at home and you're cold calling and sending your resume, you're getting nowhere. You guys know the employers.
Right.
You have the partnerships. You're going to get something
Here's
out of
avenue.
This. And we could talk forever, but yes. Our time is up. Joseph Petrosky, thank you so much. Peter Provenzano.
This was fun.
Yes. 3 hours goes like that,
right?
All of your faculty is good.
Yes.
You're all good.
We've got an amazing team.
Yes.
We've got an amazing college, and it's a lot of fun to talk about.
We're so happy to highlight that today. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you
for
being here.
Peter Provenzano, the chancellor here at Oakland Community College. That's it for us. We will see you next week. Have a good weekend.